亲爱的弟兄姐妹晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们奉着主的名再次来到他的面前。
That once again we gather today in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们实在是衷心感谢主，再次将伯弟兄跟伯姐妹带到我们当中。
And we constantly thank the Lord that he could bring our brother Bo and sister Bo here.
我们衷心祝愿我们这个周末的时间在主面前是得蒙纪念。
We trust that this weekend is a time that will be remembered by the Lord.
在开始之前，我们有一点祷告。
So let's start with a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你再次召聚你的儿女到你的面前。
And we thank you that once again you have called your children to your presence.
我们知道，我们每次聚集，实在是我们每次奉着你的名聚集，你的宝座就设立在这里。
We know that every time that we gather in your name, your throne is here.
主，我们恭敬的将每一个弟兄姐妹都交在你的手中。
We commit every brother and sister into your hands.
主，你保守祝福我们的心思意念。
May you protect and bless our thoughts.
主，实在是预备我们的心。
May you prepare our hearts.
主，让我们接受你的话，接受你话语的时候，主啊，实在是没有任何我们个人的拦阻。
That when we receive your word, there will be nothing hindering you.
主，我们也将伯弟兄跟伯姐妹交在主的手中。
And we commit our brothers and sisters of all into your hands.
主啊，实在是求主祝福充满他们。
May you bless them and fill them.
主啊，你的圣灵，主实在是在弟兄跟姐妹里面，实在是像活水一样涌流出来。
May your spirit flow through them like living water.
我也将翻译的姐妹交在主的手中。
And we also commit the sister who translates.
主啊，实在是我们这点时间，主啊，在主面前，我们是同心合意向你祷告，就求你与我们同在。
We pray together during this time, and may you be with us.
感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 好，我们在开始聚会之前有我们唱两首诗歌哈。第一首唱第468首。
Let's start our gathering with two hymns. The first is hymn 468.
姐妹给我们填掉之后，我们一起来唱。好，请。
慈爱的神作我牧人，把常喂养他赏赐恩，赐福我，赐福他，何来需要，何来缺乏，他带我到他朝地上，我胆怯满足欢腾，又带我到地清溪流，永从不断叹息出游，我是迷路百千回，在这我心受他支配，坚定他来引我为他名，何等不明，何等可疑，怎能行走无所顾忌，你敢扶持，你掌引领，你的同在我途径，你是我能胆跨生，你是不想恩如何，我靠容易，我被难以，我身中爱不成定心，你甘甜奇妙的爱，赦免我的一生年代， 你爱既然永不改变，我的赞美还要加添。
在我们唱第二首之前，我们有一点祷告，请有感动的弟兄姐妹为我们今天的聚集献上祷告。
Let's have a time of prayer before our second hymn, and anyone who feels touched can pray for our gathering tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
我在各方面管制彰显你的王权，我心的儿女可以安心的去。
Amen.
我们所有一切的祸，管制一切黑暗的权势，对儿女的搅扰，我叫我们在这样的聚集中不见一人，见耶稣，叫在这样的聚集中，我天向你是敞开的，我你的供应是从宝座倾倒下的。
Amen. 主。Amen.
我们不但可以明白你的旨意，我也能够像大卫一样做合你心意的。
Amen. 아멘. 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 또. 아멘. 亲爱的主耶稣，你的儿女实在在这里，在你的面前单单仰望你。
Lord Jesus, your children just look upon you right here.
主，你来到这个世上就是要寻找拯救世上的灵魂。
You came to this earth to seek and to save the souls of this earth.
主，你实在是也在寻找主地上主能够有寻求你心意的人。
And you are seeking those on earth who have a desire for your will.
主，你借着大卫主将你的心意主能够显明出来。
And you have shown us your heart through David.
主，你将大卫从牧童当中拣选出来。
As you had chosen him while he was still a shepherd.
让他成为能够认识你的人。
That he became one who knew you.
主，你实在是祝福他，因着主你仆人在你面前有这样寻求你的心。
And Lord, you blessed him because he had such a heart for you.
主，你将你的国度放在大卫国的座位上。
And you placed your kingdom into his throne.
主啊，你实在是愿意你的儿女每一个都能够明白你的心意。
And Lord, you are seeking that all your children would know your will.
主啊，因为实在是你愿意你的儿女，主啊，与你一起进入荣耀。
Because you want your children to enter with you into glory.
主啊，我们实在是求你在用了今天这段时间。
Lord, we ask that you would use this time.
主啊，你将主啊，你自己再次向我们显明。
That you would once again reveal yourself to us.
主啊，我们实在是看见你，我们就更能够快跑跟随你。
Lord, that as we see you, we would run quickly after you.
主啊，我们实在是求你怜悯。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
啊，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我唱第二首诗歌，第四翻到第299首。
Our next hymn will be 299.
请四天姐妹给我们弹奏一次，然后我们一起来唱这首诗歌。再唱一次啊。
Let's sing again.
天父的心意的人是个好的白光的全风情全息就是在深中重新跟随的道路中随着你走
神祝福我们以下的时间，下面将时间交给伯弟兄。哦，在弟兄姐妹离开之前，有小朋友5到8年级的小朋友可以到楼下的6号教室聚集。
All children fifth to eighth grade can go into room number 6。
好，那个9到12年的 九到十二年级的可以有选择，或者是留在我们大堂听伯弟兄的讲道，或者是到楼下六号教室听伯姐妹给我们传讲信息。伯姐妹传讲信息的题目是不要小看你年轻。
And the 9th to 12th graders have a choice to stay here in the main meeting hall or to go downstairs to Sister Bo's message. The topic there is do not look down on your youth.
好，下面将时间交给伯弟兄。
We give the following time to our brother Bo.
感谢主，一年一度和弟兄姊妹能够在 Newark 一同聚在主的面前。
Thank the Lord that every year that I'm able to gather before the Lord with brothers and sisters in Newark.
今天好多弟兄姊妹，我们一起打招呼的时候，彼此都有一个感觉，时间过得好快。
When brothers and sisters and I greet each other, we all feel that the time passed by so quickly.
好，又过了一年。
One year has passed.
啊，我们知道离主回来更近了一点。
We know that it's even closer to our Lord's coming back.
但愿我们像主的话勉励我们的，我们能够抓住机会，预备自己。
Do just hope like our Lord's words have encouraged us that we take hold of each opportunity to prepare to be ready.
好叫我们能欢欢喜喜地迎接他的回来。
So we can joyfully welcoming his back.
啊，这一次主把一个负担摆在我的面前里面。
This time, Lord has put a burden in me.
和大家一同来读大卫的生平。
So we go through the story of David.
啊，我们用圣经的一句话来做这一次聚会的主题。
Let us use a Bible verse to be the major topic of this.
好不好？我们开头之前，之先呢，我们还是先读一点主的话。
So let us refill places of Lord's words.
我们一同翻开《撒母耳记上》。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第十三章第十四节中间的一句话。
Chapter 13 and verse 14, in the middle of this.
耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君。
The Lord had sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people.
好，我们再翻到新约圣经的《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to New Testament, Book of Acts.
使徒行传第十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
第二十二节。
And verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart,which shall fulfill all my will.
36节。
And verse 36.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
中文小字有另一个翻译说，大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人就睡了。
And the Chinese translation says that David, according to God's heart, had served his own generation.
我们再回到撒母耳记上。
Then let's go back to 1 Samuel.
第十五章第二十二到二十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 22 and 23.
如果可能的话，我们是不是上面有啊？请大家我们一起来读好不好
？So let's read together.
如果你是读英文的，你也可以用你的版本。我们一起来读这两节的经文。
You can also read in English your version.
二十二节，撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦翻祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。”我们在读第十六章第七节。
And let's read chapter 16, verse 7.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”我再把这一节后面的一句读一遍给大家听。
I will read this verse, the second part of the verse again.
因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
For the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
好，我们今天晚上读经暂时就读这么几节。
We read the scriptures for now.
我们这一次一同来思想大卫的生平。
So this time we go through, we let us meditate about David's life together.
感谢主，刚才吃饭的时候跟几位弟兄姊妹稍微有一点点接触。
And thank the Lord, I have kind of talked to some brothers.
有一位弟兄告诉我，他把撒母耳记上好好的读了，还没有时间来得及读撒母耳记下。
One of the brothers told me that he read through Samuel, First Samuel, but not yet have time to read Second Samuel.
我要抱歉了，就是这一次我告诉朱弟兄我的负担稍微晚了一点。
And I apologize. I told Brother Freedom my burden a little bit late.
但是弟兄姊妹都很有心呢，在家里都抓住机会先读了一下。
But brother, sister, really have the heart and took the opportunity to read through first.
我们来思想读圣经的时候。
As we meditate and read the Bible,
我们发现呢，神的心意啊，是在人的身上。
We find that God's heart is on man.
这些人呢，就是你和我。
And those men are you and I.
是世界上所有生在世上的人。
All of the people who were born on earth.
啊，神对人是非常非常有兴趣的。
God is so interested in man.
我们知道圣经里面的文字记载。
We know all the recordings in the Bible.
有教训 teachings.
Have the teachings.
有诗歌
and songs.
有预言
prophecies.
也有历史
and also history.
其中所有的内容啊，它都是用人物来贯穿的。
And it uses people to go through the entire content.
我们觉得很稀奇。
So we find that so amazing.
你知道基督徒读的圣经和一般宗教的经典非常不一样。
The Bible that Christians read is very different from religious books.
很多人说呢，信耶稣基督的人，你们的经典太简单，太浅显。
And there are many say that those who believe the Lord that your Bible is too simple.
不像很多的这个宗教的经典深奥了。那个不要说文字深奥，念起来都听不懂什么语言的。
Unlike all other religious books, which are so deep and actually you don't even understand its language.
有的人因为这样呢，就很轻看圣经。
And therefore, some people because of this despise the Bible.
但是我们若是明白神心意的人，你才发现呢，圣经用人物来贯穿神所有重要的启示，所有的诗歌就是人对神的经历。还有呢，所有人在世间神所要工作的那个计划和时间表，对不起，太长了，慢一点。
But those who understand the Bible actually understand that God uses people to connect the entire Bible together to reveal His will and also use Psalms to express His experience and also His work.
你知道刚才呢，我们讲到圣经里面那是重要的哈。他的教训 teachings,
as we mentioned the importance of the teachings in the Bible,
他的诗歌
and the Psalms,
讲到神跟人之间有关系有经历的，
talk about the relationship between God and man, which has experiences.
讲到预言就告诉我们说，不仅你我的人生神知道。 整个人类的历史，神更知道，清楚告诉我们什么时候会发生什么事。
And the prophecy not only talk about God knows you and I the current situation, but the entire history of man.
如果他用深奥的语言来写出来，你我都不会明白的。
If he uses very deep and hard to understand languages, then none of us can understand.
所以神爱我们缘故，为了要让我们明白，他就用人物来贯穿。
Because God loves us, in order for us to understand, therefore He uses people to go through the entire Bible.
所以你打开圣经呢，大部分的篇幅都是人物的故事。
So when you open up the Bible, and mostly are stories of men.
这叫我们呢，很容易读。
So it's easy to read.
而且读起来非常亲切。
And feels very familiar when we read them.
因为这些人的生活也是我们的生活。
Because the life of those people are also our life.
他们的人性也就是我们的人性。
Their human nature are also ours.
神在他们身上的工作，也正说出神在我们身上的工作。
And God's work on them also talks about His work on us.
所以我们能够从活生生的人物，他们的生活遭遇经历里面。
So through all those living people, their life experiences and circumstances,
我们能够看见属灵的原则,
and we can see the spiritual principle.
然后呢, 我们能够认识, 并且领会我们这一位慈爱信实又伟大的神。
Then we can know and also understand our God who is full of mercy, faithful and also great.
比如说创世纪一开头呢, 我们就看见亚当被造出来。
Just like in the beginning of the book of Genesis, we see that Adam has been created.
然后呢，就照着他的妻子夏娃。
Then created his wife Eve.
我们知道亚当的一生呢，就是做丈夫。
So we know Adam's entire life was to be a husband.
夏娃的一生最重要就是做丈夫、做母亲。
And the entire life of Eve is to be wife and mother.
我们明白圣经就知道，那是说到基督与教会。
So those of us who understand the Bible knows that it talks about Christ and the church.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等奇妙的事情。
So how amazing it is.
神呼召亚伯拉罕,
God has called Abraham.
他住在拜偶像的地方。
And he dwelt amongst those who worship
idols. 但忽然之间他告诉他周围的人说我要搬家了,我不再拜偶像了。
So, but all of a sudden, he told all those people among him, saying that I'm going to move. I'm not going to worship idols anymore.
借着亚伯拉罕向我们说出信心。
So God through Abraham talks about faith.
人因着相信神，在他身上生活中发生了什么变化？
So the change of man because of his believing in God, which has been changed.
在他的儿子这个以撒的身上。
And in his son Isaac.
我们看见他一生呢，好像没有说几句话。
We know that he seems like he did not talk much for his
entire life.
And everything he has received from his father.
那么他最大的一个表现, 从他身上显出顺服。
And his great manifestation is obedience.
弟兄姊妹, 我想讲到顺服, 对我们来讲, 都不陌生, 对不对?
Brother, sister, I think when we talk about obedience, it's not unfamiliar.
我们相信了主, 但是主说话, 要在我们身上通过，必须要你我顺服。We
have believed the Lord, but when the Lord speaks, that we have to obey, so His words can go through among us.
所以，当神的儿子还没有降生在地上以前呢，神就用以撒向我们说什么叫做顺服。So
before the Son of God was born on earth, then God through Isaac tells us what obedience is all about.
好，弟兄姊妹，这不是一些的规矩教条，而是活生生的血肉之躯啊。
Brothers and sisters, those are not just rules or laws, but those are living people.
所以你读起来的时候，圣灵一膏抹，我们里面就明白了，这个生命在我的里面，因为耶稣基督是我的。So
as we read, as the Holy Spirit anoints us, then we understand that life is within us because Christ Jesus is ours.
我们为着神，他把他心意摆在人身上，感谢他。
We thank the Lord for that. He put His will in man.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？ 神非常爱你。
Brother, sister, you know that God truly loves us so much.
神看上了你。
And God actually looks upon you.
而且神对你非常有兴趣。
And God is so interested in you.
如果你公司的大老板对你有兴趣, 那你就觉得很光荣, 对不对?
You might feel it's so glorious if the biggest boss in your company kind of looks upon you.
而且他还陪,
and whatever you do, he pays attention on you and he would like to promote you.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经的人物告诉我们说, 神对你我有兴趣。
Brothers and sisters, the people, the characters in the Bible tells us that God is interested in us.
我们发现啊, 圣经里面用了两卷书, 来讲一个人的生平, 那这个人呢, 神在他身上兴趣非常大。
We find that the Bible uses two books to talk about the life of one man. Therefore, God is truly so interested in this man.
你看亚伯拉罕的一生呢, 从创世纪12章开始, 一直到创世纪25章他过世, 也不过才几十章圣经, 对不对?
As you look at Abraham, the Bible only talks about him from Genesis chapter 12 through 25. That's only a few chapters.
但是大卫的生平呢, 从这个撒母耳记上16章开始, 一直到撒母耳记下, 甚至到列王记上的第三章才结束。
But the life of David is from 1 Samuel chapter 16 until end of 2 Samuel or even until the 1 Kings chapter 3.
可见神在他的身上下了多少的功夫。
So we can see how much work God has done on him.
在他身上要显出多少属灵的原则让我们能够学习的。
And how much is the spiritual principle through David that we can learn?
所以这一次我们用四堂的时间和大家一起来思想一下大卫的生平。
So this time we use 4 sessions to meditate and think about the life of David.
从他身上来看呢, 什么是合神心意的那个特点?
And from him we see what is the special characteristics of the man after God's own heart.
也看他在生活中呢, 遭遇各种事情呢, 他怎样能够成为一个合神心意的人?
And he has faced all the difficulties in his life and how he could become someone according to God's own heart.
这些或许能够帮助我们,
and those might be able to help us.
也激励我们,
and encourage us.
让我们呢, 也追求做一个合神心意的人。
So we also desire and seek after to be man after God's own heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 我们在地上, 谁知道自己人生的终点?
I don't know if any one of us know the ending of our lives.
但是但愿我们, 离开世界的时候, 主在我们身上工作完成。
But do hope that as we leave this world, Lord's work on us is completed.
主在我们身上所有的旨意都达到。
And all of God's will on us has been
fulfilled. 那你的一生就非常的丰富。
Then your life will be so rich.
可能用两卷书还写不完。
It might not even be contained in two books.
你知道大卫的经历真的两卷书没有写完, 整本诗篇都是大卫的经历。
Actually, David's entire life was not just finished in those two books, and the entire book of Psalms is his experience.
诗篇一共有150篇呢, 有86篇标明写的这是大卫的诗。
Book of Psalms has 156 Psalms and 86篇。 86 of them actually clearly talks about it's from David.
但有的呢, 接着没有标题的, 就是前一篇诗的第二部分。
And some of the Psalms, even though it doesn't talk about the title of David, but it's actually a continuation of the previous one.
将来我们到荣耀中啊, 看见大卫, 一定羡慕他, 他真是一个对神有丰富认识和经历的。
So when we go into the glory, when we see David, we truly envy him because he truly has the riches of God's experience.
所以但愿主施恩给我们呢, 这四堂我们简略地来看看, 大卫怎么样成为一个合神心意的人。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us so that for the 4 sessions, we simply look at how David has become man after God's own heart.
这一次主题呢, 主给我的负担是用到大卫, 一个合神心意的人。
So this topic that the Lord has given me is to David, one that's after God's own heart.
我用四堂, 第一堂, 今天晚上我们讲, 我们要认识神的心。
I will go through 4 sessions, and the first one tonight is that we have to know God's heart.
我们要合一个人的心意啊, 先要认识那个人的心是什么, 对不对?
In order to be after one's own heart, first we have to know what that person's heart is.
所以还没有结婚的弟兄啊, 你喜欢一个女孩子, 你要知道她喜欢什么。 那你才会讨他的喜欢.
So for those brothers who haven't got married, in order for you to let the girl to like you, you have to know what she likes.
啊, 很多时候呢, 如果你根本不知道, 你凭你的好意啊, 你送东西给他, 正触了他的眉头, 那么你这个关系就完了, 是不是呢?
Sometimes without knowing it, you thought you know the, what the girl likes, but if you give her something she doesn't like, then the relationship is over.
So tonight,
the first session, we talk about God's heart.
明天第二堂呢, 我要和弟兄姊妹交通, 大卫这个名字的意思叫做蒙爱的人。
So tomorrow's second session, I will share with you about the meaning of David's name, which is beloved.
我们要借着他早年的生活，看见他怎样和神建立了一个亲密的关系。
Through the earlier days of his life, we will see how he has built up an intimate relationship with God.
他成为蒙爱的人。
And he becomes someone beloved.
我们第三堂要交通大卫呢。 他从受膏以后, 他在扫罗的手下有13年到14年之久, 受苦。
And the third session we talk about ever since after he got anointed, that for 13 or 14 years, he had suffered under Saul's hand.
他成为一个受教的人。
And he becomes someone being taught.
A teachable.
He becomes someone teachable.
啊, 那么第四堂, 主日早晨, 若是主许可, 我们讲到他, 受膏做王以后, 到他人生将要结束的时候。
So the first session that if Lord's willing we talk about after he got anointed become king until the end of his life.
特别我们要从呢, 沙漠记下第9章开始, 第, 或者第11章开始, 我们看见到24章, 他有很多的事情。
Especially we will talk about the second Samuel start from chapter 11 until the end, that there were many things happened to him.
他有很多美好的表现, 但是他有两次重大的失败和犯罪。
He had many good manifestations, but also he had two times that he failed and also sinned greatly.
在这些的里面呢, 他显出一个点, 他是能够接受修正的人。
But amongst those that he shows that he was someone able to receive correction.
或者, to be adjustable. 弟兄姊妹们, 这些是神在他身上找到, 能够通行他旨意的重要的原则。
So those are the principles that God has found on David, which God's will can be thoroughly go through him.
好, 这四堂啊, 我把题目先告诉大家一下。
So I'm sharing with you about the four topics.
在使徒行传第13章, 保罗第一次公开传福音, 他提到大卫。
When first time that Paul started to preach publicly in chapter 13 of book of Acts, that the first time he mentioned about David.
在第13章的22节, 他提到大卫, 神为大卫做见证说, 我寻得耶西的儿子大卫, 他是合我心意的人, 凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So in book of Acts chapter 13 verse 22, Paul said that God has found David, the son of Jesse, to be his testimony, and then he is someone according to God's heart.
那么在36节里面,
and verse 36,
这里又讲到说, 大卫在世的时候, 按着神的旨意, 服侍了他那一世的人。
And it talks about that David, after he has served his own generation by the will of God,
这两节圣经我们看见了，好像给一个合神心意的人下了一个简单又清楚的定义。
So from those two verses, we see that it's a simple and also a clear definition for someone who's after God's own heart.
什么是一个合神心意的人？
What is someone after God's own heart?
就是说神一切的旨意都能从这个人身上实现出来，或者通过他。
That is all of God's will can go through this person.
所以在22节里面说到, 他凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So in Verse 22 it says that in everything he will fulfill his will.
好, 弟兄姊妹, 第二个点呢,
so the second point.
什么是一个合神心意的人呢?
So who is someone after God's own heart?
他说呢, 就是能够照着神的旨意,
that is someone who can serve God according to God's own will.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们人受造啊, 神给我们一个非常特别而且尊贵的一个荣耀, 就是人有自由意志。
Brothers and sisters, as men were created, God has given us a very special and honorable character, that is, we have the free will.
弟兄姊妹, 这个意志在人的身上是很尊贵的。
And this will on us is so honorable.
神造我们的时候把这个赐给我们, 祂有一个心意是要借着这个意志来实行神的旨意的。
So when God created us, that He has given us this will, so through this will, we can follow God's will.
但是人堕落,
but man fell.
人要自己做主,
and man will have become their own master.
人要跟神竞争, 要自己,
and man actually challenges God and would like to become God.
所以我们的自由意志和神的旨意之间就产生了很大的难处。
So our free will and God's will has a lot of difficulties in between.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不能说所有人类的难处啊, 但是我们可以讲大部分人类的苦难都是从意志里面出来的。
Although we cannot say all the entire sufferings of man, but most of the sufferings of man is all because of this free will.
我再用人际关系来做一个说明。
Also, let me explain this with the intersocial relationship.
我们知道人类中间最亲密的关系就是夫妻。
We know the most intimate relationship among men is between husband and wife.
夫妻是因为相爱才结合, 对不对?
Husband and wife get together because they love one another.
有的人是结合才学习爱。
And for some people, after they got married, then they start to learn to love one another.
哪一个比较幸福呢?
So which one is more blessed?
很多人就觉得相爱结合的人比较幸福。
Many people think that it's because loving one another, therefore they got together.
但也有的人从来不认识对方, 不知道对方, 但是他为了学习爱而结合。
But some people don't even know each other, but in order to learn love, then they got together.
你看哪一个比较幸福呢? 我再问大家。
So let me ask you, which one is more blessed?
我想后者可能比较幸福。
I feel that the latter one is more blessed.
因为他肯在婚姻里面放下自己的意志学爱的功课。
Because they are willing to put down their own will in marriage and to learn the lessons of love.
很多相爱的人结合了以后发现呢，意志冲撞了。 他们说，我们因相爱而结合呢，因相视而分手了。But
for many who love,
我知道他个性是什么样，这个人出不来，只好分手了。But
for many who love one another at first, after they got together, they actually know each other better because of their will are against each other, so they separated.
你就看见意志和旨意在英文里面是同一个字。In
English, one's own will and
和神心意的人，就神一切的意志都能通行在这个人身上。So
someone after God's own heart is that God's will is able to go through this person.
这是神在这个人身上使他柔软，使他降服。So
God makes this person soft, and also He's able to obey.
然后主才能把他摆在进功用的位置上面，来遵行神的旨意。
So then the Lord is able to put this person in the position that he can serve this function and to fulfill God's will.
就是照着神的旨意, 他来行事为人,来说话, 来服侍。
That is according to God's will, he talks and he acts out his deeds.
好, 我想我简单的把我从主的话语里面看见啊, 这个, 什么是一个合神心意的人, 用圣经给大家下一个简单的 说明定义,
so I briefly and simply give out this definition of according to the Bible, what is someone after God's own heart?
我们信了主以后, 如果在追求成为一个合神心意的人世上,
after we believe the Lord, in order to seek about becoming someone after God's own heart,
如果我们很早就明白了我们走上这条路,
if we are able to understand earlier, then we walk on this way.
弟兄姊妹, 你的人生就不会虚度。
that your life shall not be in vain.
啊, 主在我们身上的恩典不会漏掉。
And God's grace on us shall not be
lost. 你知道保罗在腓立比在以弗所书第四章里面叫我们不可徒受他的恩典。
Paul in Book of Ephesians chapter 4 says that we shall not receive his grace in vain.
就主给我们的恩典，他有一个荣耀的目的要成就在我们身上。如果我们不明白什么是合他心意的人，那恩典就在我们身上浪费。So
the grace he has given us and his glorious will is to fulfill on us. Therefore, if we do not understand his will, then all the grace he gives us is lost and in vain.
但愿我们见主的时候啊，不要后悔说。
So hope that as we see the Lord, that we will not regret. I totally misunderstood our God.
我浪费了他的恩典.
I have wasted His grace.
人生只能走一遍了，你不能回头再走.
And we can only go through our life once. We cannot go back.
我现在这个年纪，有时候常常为着过去一些事情懊悔.
At my age, that I often regret with the things in the past.
有时候一想起来，到主面前去跪着祷告，主啊。 能不能再来一遍？是说 sorry，
Sometimes, 没有。 When I think about it, I kneel down to pray that Lord, can you let me go through this again? But Lord says sorry.
我们只能忘记背后，努力面前。We
can only forgetting what's behind and move forward.
所以你越早认识，你就越有福气。So
the earlier you know Him, the more blessing it is.
我们一切在基督里的劳苦代价都不会突然。
So all the labor and the price we have paid in Christ shall not be in vain.
不仅如此， 你在主的手中， 你自己迟早会有个感觉， 我的人生最有意义。
As you are in God's hand, one day you will definitely feel that my life is so meaningful.
弟兄姊妹， 为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为你合神心意， 神就天天留意在你身上做工。
As you are after
最有意义的事啊。
As you are after God's own heart, therefore God pays attention on you and He works on you, and that's the most meaningful.
我们可能还不需要等到见主的面，你会感觉我在基督里的人生有价值。
It might not have to wait till we see the Lord, but you will feel that the life in Christ is so meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意追求做个合神心意的人？
So, brothers and sisters, are you willing to seek after man after God's own heart?
一个明白神心的人呢，他在地上做人做事是一个有路可走的人。For
someone understand God's heart, that his deeds and his walk on this earth have a way out.
世上的教育教导我们呢，你只要学着一身的本事啊。所以有好多国内出来年轻弟兄姊妹告诉我。
So the earthly education tells us that as long as you are so equipped and learn everything, that a very young brother sister from China told me.
他说，在国内有一句话，说学好数理化，走遍天下都不怕。
In China, there's the word says that if you learn math and also all the.
但我看见好多学好数理化的人，到了美国没有几天呢，就发疯了。
But all those who learn really well in China, that when as soon as they come to
US,
they go crazy.
上吊的也有，我都这都是我亲身经历的。
And I have seen them that who commit suicide or even kill their professors.
弟兄姊妹们，他们是没有路的人。
They have no way out.
哪里会不怕呢？
So how can they not be afraid?
但是这个观念在我们里面根深蒂固啊。
But this principle about if you learn everything well, then you are not in fear.
就跟人里面的观念在拔河一样，你拔了一点，他又把你拉回去了。还是我们学好数理化，对孩子要这样要那样，自己要这样要那样，一个执照两个执照。
In church today, we're actually pulling against with the all the principles of this world. We feel that we should still learn everything so well, and then we ask require our children to do the same.
弟兄姊妹们，不是这些不重要不好。
It's not that those are not important, not good.
但这不是必要的。
But that's not a must.
真正必要的，你成为合神心意的。
What is a must is that to become someone after God's own heart.
一个成为合神心意的人，神在他身上有路，他就是一个在人生中有路可走的人，不会碰到死路的。
someone after God's own heart, that God has his way on this person, and this person also has the way to walk on earth.
我看见好多弟兄姊妹,
I do see many brothers and sisters have touched upon this point.
他们爱主,
and they love the Lord.
他们人生不是都顺利,
their life might not be all smooth.
有时候好像到了绝境,
sometimes seem to a desperate point.
所以有一个弟兄讲, 如临深渊啊, 走到前面的, 前面就是个深渊峭壁,
some brothers say that as if he has already walked to this deep cliff, that he's almost falling down.
但是他一点都不害怕,
but he's not in fear.
反而他走过来的时候, 别人说, 我看见,
and after he goes through all these, the other people say that I have seen the miracles on you.
我见过好多弟兄姊妹后来告诉我说, 这个, 山穷水尽疑无路, 柳暗花明, 诶, 又一村, 因为神带领他。
I've seen so many brothers told me that as though it seems there's already the dead end, but actually suddenly a way is open for them because God is leading them.
因为主在他身上, 借着这些环境, 要把神自己加给他。
Because God through all those circumstances is to add God himself onto them.
这个有路的人, 他属灵生命会成长。
Those who have the way to walk on, their spiritual life will grow.
属灵的功用会显明,
and the spiritual function should be manifested.
神给他的福分,
and the blessing from God should not be lost.
而且是没有止境,
and actually endless.
越老越宽广,
the older they become, the more enlarged they have.
而且年纪越大, 越新鲜,
and the older they are, the more refreshed they are.
有些基督徒啊, 信主, 不到五年就老油条了,
and for some Christians, for them to believe the Lord for not even 5 years,
我希望弟兄姊妹你不要变成老油条基督, 天天陈腔滥调, 天天做一样的事情, 看别人的, 总觉得别人不对。
I hope you do not become those old Christians who just do the same thing all the time and feel others are wrong.
弟兄姊妹, 那是没有路的人,
and those are the ones without way
out,
or they walk on the wrong way.
但是一个合神心意的人,
but someone after God's own heart is endless. And as you read the life of David,
他的诗啊, 早期的诗都很苦的, 到后期的诗啊, 充满了赞美, 充满了荣耀, 充满了盼望。
The earlier days of his psalms were full of suffering, but the later stage of the psalms he wrote were full of glory and praises.
他里面真是新鲜啊,
and his life is refreshed.
他从来没有 repeat 一次过去的那些事情,
he did not repeat,
因为神太丰富了,
what happened to him because God is so rich.
他遇见了那位 infinite God,
he has met the infinite God.
今天我们把神装在我们的盒子里面, 说你不能出来, 你就这么大。
Today we put God into this small box and say that you cannot come out because you're just this small.
我们读圣经, 读来读去就是那些东西,
and when we read the Bible, it's all the same thing.
那就是一个盒子,
that's a small box.
你再也没有新鲜的启示和亮光,
and there's no more refreshing revelation and light.
生命里面再没有主那膏油新鲜的芳心,
and there's no more fragrance of God's anointing.
弟兄姊妹,
for someone after God's own heart is not like this.
主能够把他摆在一个极其尊贵,
God is able to put this person in a very honorable and glorious position.
成为一个合神心意的人, 神在我们身上的目的才能达到。
To become someone after God's own heart, then God's purpose on us can be fulfilled. What is God's purpose? I would like to read two places of scripture with
you.
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 5.
第9节到第10节,
verse 9-10.
我们知道这是主耶稣达到他复活, 十架死埋葬复活升天到神的宝座前天上的一个赞美。
We know that these are the praises of how our Lord died and also resurrected, died, buried, resurrected, and also go up to the throne of God.
在这个赞美里面呢, 我们知道天上四活物和24位长老说出神在基督里 救赎你我的目的。
Through those praises that the four living creatures and also the 24 elders talk about the purpose of God's salvation upon them.
这只是目的其中的一部分而已。
And that's only one part of the entire purpose.
请我们同声的来读第九节第十节。
Let's read together verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀。 用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。我们看见耶稣基督的救赎，第一个目的是使我们被救赎买回来，归给神。So
we see the first purpose of Jesus Christ's salvation is that so we can be redeemed unto God.
第二个，讲到我们在归给神的职分是什么。Second,
it talks about what's our ministry after we are back to God.
中文圣经看得不太容易，看得那么明确。In
Chinese scripture, it might not understand as much.
我用英文的，用我的领会直接翻译是给弟兄姊妹听。So
I will use English. To translate to brothers and
又叫他们归给神做君王和祭司。So
that has made them unto God to be kings and priests.
所以他们是属于神的，代表神做君王，做代表神做祭司。So
they belong to God and they represent God to be kings and to be priests.
在哪里做王呢？
And where
在什么范围里面做王呢？
In what are their boundaries?
他说在地上代表神执掌王权。
They are reign on the earth to be kings.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？今天你我没有王的头衔。Today
we have no the title as king.
但是如果你明白救赎的意义，主为什么把你摆在这个公司里面？But
if you understand the meaning of salvation, why does God put you in this company?
为什么把你摆在这个宿舍里面？And
why does God put you in this dormitory?
为什么把你摆在这些同学的里面？Why
does He put you among those classmates?
你是做神的君王和祭司。You
are to be kings and priests for God.
你要在这个环境里面把神的旨意和权柄代表出来。In
the circumstances, you should represent God's will and His authority.
这是现在生活的领会。
And that's the understanding for our current.
等到主回来，在地上建立他的国度的时候，那你我就跟他一同掌权。So
after our Lord returns and establishes kingdom on earth, we shall reign together with him.
你知道这个是神牺牲他的爱子救赎教会，给教会一个极荣耀的职分。And
as God has sacrificed His beloved Son and to redeem the church, this is a very glorious.
位置。
Ministry of Church.
为着这个职分,
For this ministry,
弟兄姊妹,
so God will make us into someone after God's own heart. Let's read another place. Book of Revelation, chapter 22, from verse 3 to 5.
我们还是同声的来读,
Let's read it together.
第三到第五节，以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。 我们知道22章已经不再有时间了。
We know that there is no sense of time in chapter 22.
也不再有这个物质有形的宇宙了。
And there is no more material universe.
那时候是进入新天新地，就告诉我们说，我们进入神那个属灵的宇宙里面去。
And that's already in new heaven and earth. That's we already enter into the spiritual universe of God.
那个时候没有咒诅。
And there's no more curse.
这告诉我们说，我们知道咒诅是怎么来的呢？
How does the curse come from?
是因为人背叛了神，我们受了罪的咒诅。
Because man rebelled against God, so we are under the curse of sin.
所以今天我们虽然蒙恩得救了，我们得了赦免，与神和好。
So today, although we are saved by grace and we are being forgiven and reconciled with God,
但是罪的天性仍然在我们里面, 那个是个咒诅,
but the sinful nature is still within us, and that is a curse.
所以基督徒有的时候啊, 自己跟自己过不去, 因为呢, 我一面喜欢神的旨意,
so for Christians, we struggle within ourselves because on the one hand, we do like the will of God, but on the other hand, we still sin.
我们不信主的时候, 犯罪, 我们不痛苦。
Before we believe the Lord that when we sin, we did not feel much suffering.
信了主以后犯罪很痛苦。
But we suffer so much after we believe the Lord and we sin.
你就知道那真是个咒诅。
Then we truly know that it's a curse.
但是将来到永世里面没有咒诅。
But in the eternity, there's no more curse.
哎呀，那多痛快啊！
And how joyful that is.
罗马书第七章那个挣扎就过去了。
And there's no more struggle that happened in the book of Romans chapter 7.
今天多少神的儿女们落在罗马书第七章了，苦死了，真像保罗一样，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体呢？
So just like Book of Romans chapter 7, that Paul says that, while to me, who can deliver me out from this be dead body, then that's a lot of struggle.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座。
Then the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in the city.
感谢主。 神的旨意从他宝座中流出来。
Thank God that the will of God is being outflowed from the throne.
神的旨意从羔羊身上流出来。
And the will of God is being flowed out from the Lamb.
那么我们这些蒙恩得救的人在神面前是什么身份呢？是仆人。
So what's our position of us who are saved by grace before God? We're servants.
仆人说到侍奉。
And servants talk about serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，合神心意的意义。
So the meaning of after God's own heart is has to do with serving, service.
好，你知道侍奉啊，不仅是今生的事情。
To serve is not just about this life.
不仅仅是今生，我们摸到一点眼前的人和事。
Not just about that we touch the things before us about this life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？侍奉是永远的事情。
To serve has to do with eternity.
好，我们常常想呢，将来我们。 见主面上天堂啊，我们就像退休的人一样，我们就安息到永世。We
sometimes feel that when we see our Lord when we are in heaven, we are just like those who are retired. We can be rested until the eternity.
退休其实不好玩的。Actually,
it's no fun to be retired.
我们聚会有一位弟兄提早退休。One
of the brothers among our meeting, he retired early.
退休这两年啊，挣扎的好厉害啊。
Then I feel he's in much struggle.
I'm
very moody after he got retired.
因为他觉得他没用了。He
felt that he's not useful anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，将来到天上去，如果是退休变成这样，那我们还是不要去好。Brother
sisters, if when we go up to heaven, it's like retirement like this, then we better not go.
进入侍奉，真的进入灵里侍奉，你就发现，侍奉就是生命。
If you truly enter into the spiritual service, then you realize that to serve is life.
因为神在我们身上所有的建造栽培都可以用出来。
For all the nourishment and building of God's work on us can be used, and just to use it.
这个人里面生命就满足了。
Then one's life should be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的事情。
And this is very amazing.
我们到永世里面，我们的职分是侍奉，做仆人。So
when we go into eternity, our position is to serve.
所以，合神心意，它真正的意义是关乎侍奉。So
according to God's own heart, that its true meaning has to do with service.
哪一个做父母亲的，爱自己的儿女，不希望他将来长大成人，成为有用的人？
Other than the parents who love their children, that they hope that as they grow up, they become someone useful.
是不是他希望他的孩子培养长大就退休了，我就养他一辈子呢？养到永永远远。如果神是这样，神就不够爱你。Would
the parents want their children grow up and just retire? And if God's like this, then God does not love us enough.
神要培养你我做仆人，但是是君王的仆人。
God would like to build us up to be servants and also the servants of King.
A servant king. 弟兄姊妹，我有时想到这个，我就不能够 我真是不能完全领会。
Whenever I think of this, I cannot fully understand.
神给一个仆人的那个尊贵是君王的尊贵。
The honor that God gives to his servant is the honor of a king.
就是将来的整个属灵的宇宙，我们要与基督一同来治理来管理。
That is that we shall reign together with Christ, the entire spiritual universe in the future.
而这些侍奉的人呢，他们可以见神的面。
And those who serve, they are able to see the face of God.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天在世界上上班呢。 有谁天天可以见你CEO的面呢？ 有几个？
As we work today on earth, how many of us can see the face of CEO every day?
昨天接我的弟兄他说，我楼上住了好几个公司的CEO， 我天天都见他的面，我好羡慕他，但不是他的老板，是别人的老板。
Yesterday, the brother who gave me ride from airport said that upstairs, there were so many CEO live. Live upstairs from me, but they are not my own boss. Actually, when we see their faces, they will never talk about their company issues. But if you and I become men after God's own heart, God's purpose is to let us see His face every day. And that's how good that is.
今天我们在地上, 时刻借着主的血可以到至圣所, 就是过这种生活。
Each moment of our life today on earth, through His precious blood, then we can enter into the holies of holies. That is this kind of life. And how joyful is this kind of life? How satisfied? And how restful? But how it's full of power.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？ 只有安息的人， 他才是最能够perform的人。
For you know that for someone who's most restful, they are actually can perform the best.
有运动经验的你就知道，那些比赛的人呢，都要放松的。
For those who are athletes, that you know that as they compete in a race, they have to be in rest.
要 relax.
They have to relax.
全身都是松的。
They are fully relaxed.
这是为每一个安息见神面的人的福分。
And that's a blessing for each one who's in rest and they are able to see God's face.
你知道我们刚蒙恩得救很渴望安息，得不足。
We just believe the Lord that we really desire of having the rest, but we cannot have it.
真是不安息。
In my earlier days, I could not find rest.
我大概2002年开始，有一些外地弟兄姊妹邀我去服侍。
Then start from 2002, there were some brothers and sisters from other places invite me to serve. I was so nervous.
在飞机上啊，一分钟都睡不着觉。
I could not sleep at all on the plane.
昨天我差不多整个都是睡过来的。And
yesterday on the flight, I slept all the way.
好，有一次我跟一个弟兄啊，一位年长弟兄到新加坡去服侍。
Once I went with an elderly brother to serve in Singapore.
那一次服侍啊，我。 真是快要崩溃。
I was actually very exhausted.
但是服侍完了，我们回到住的地方。
But after we served, we went back to where we live.
他说了一句话，叫我大受刺激。
And
他说这一次服侍好轻松啊，真安息。He
said something that really impacted.
他比了这么一下子给我看。哎呦。He
said that the service was so relaxing and full of rest.
我那是啊，我这你真是挖苦我。So
I feel that he was really poking on me.
但那天晚上我回到主面前，我祷告，我说主我也要。So
that night I went back to the Lord. I prayed that Lord, I would like to have this as well.
我是不是要更用功呢？
Should I put in more time, more effort?
主告诉说你忍耐。And
the Lord told me just be patient.
要更多见我的面。Then
you should see my face even more.
弟兄姊妹。 逐渐的，当然我们圣经不熟，你一定不安息的，对不对？你去乱讲话，你怎么能安息了？
So of course, if you are not familiar with the Bible, then you cannot find rest.
所以主叫我忍耐，你要守你的本分。
So Lord told me to be patient, then do what you should do.
经过一段日子。
after a certain time.
弟兄姊妹, 这个安息是人夺不走的,
then this rest cannot be taken away from man.
这真是奇妙,
and that's so amazing.
我们在地上侍奉, 不过是预尝将来你要得着的。
Our service on earth is to foretaste what we should receive in the future.
不仅如此,
not only that.
他说神的名字, 羔羊的名字, 写在他们的耳上。
And God's name and the name of the Lamb also is written on their forehead.
说出了, 人一看就知道他们是属神的。
So it's that as soon as people see them, they know that they belong to God.
另外一面, 这鹅也讲到人的心思意念的地方。
And the forehead also talks about one's mind and thoughts.
他们的心思意念都归给神的。
All their mind and thoughts are all belong to God.
他们终日所思想的是神和他们的主耶稣自己。
They are thinking every single moment, every day is God and Lord Jesus Himself.
我以前常常想啊, 这种生活不是很boring吗?
I used to thought that
很单调吗?
This kind of life is so boring.
而且这种事情呢, 只有那些不上班的人, 不做事的人呢, 可能才能够达得到。
And it might only be those who do not work can achieve things like that.
如果你还是学生啊, 很多事情很忙, 你怎么可能呢?
For students, they're so busy, how could that be?
不, 主能够做得到。
But not so. Lord is able to do this. That has to do with our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 这是很奇妙的经历的。
And that's a very amazing experience.
然后他就说, 不再有黑夜, 因他们也不用灯光日光。
And there should be no night, and they need no light and a candle.
我们姊妹英文再读一遍好吧。
And there should be no night there, and there need no candle, neither light of the sun.
在这里有一个, 不再需要黑夜, there's no need of night. 再不需要黑夜。
So there's no need of the night.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们人呢, 都需要有黑夜。
Nowadays, us, we still need night.
因为人需要休息。
Because we have to rest.
没有黑夜的话, 你的生命不会长得好。
If there's no night, our life cannot grow well.
在属灵意义上来讲, 黑夜就是苦难,
so
压力, 困惑, 还有里面深处, 走投无路的感觉。
The spiritual meaning of night is sufferings and pressure and confusion and also feels like there's no way out.
主在这里告诉我们说, 到了将来的勇士里面, 不再需要这个了。 今天为什么需要? 因为主要把他的心意做在我们身上。
Our Lord tells us that in the eternity there's no need of the night, but why do we need it today? It's because God would like to work His will on us.
一个有过主在他身上工作经历的人,
for someone who has the experience of God's work on them,
他会为着他走过的痛苦流过的眼泪感谢神。
They would thank God for all the sufferings and the tears they have shed.
他说主你是对的。
They would say that, Lord, you are right.
你在爱中把这个给我。
You have given me in love.
但是将来有一天不再需要这个。
But one day there's no need of this.
这是神的目的。
And that's the purpose of God.
我常常想主啊, 那多好啊。
I often think that how good that is, Lord.
因为你变成我的光了。
For you become my light.
这个光是什么? 就是他的生命在我里面长大,丰满。
And this light is that His life become full in me.
这个时候, 他们要做王直到永永远远。
And at this time, they shall reign forever.
弟兄姊妹, 合神心意, 神寻找了, 因为神有这个目的。
For one after God's own heart, that He seeks those because He has this purpose.
第一个, 在地上做王, 做祭司。
First is that to be king and priest on earth.
第二个, 在勇士里面, 你我要做仆人, 做君王。
And second is that in eternity we shall be servants and be kings.
所以我们讲到呢, 追求成为合神心意的人是关乎侍奉。
So that to seek to become someone after God's own heart has to do with service.
是直接跟我, 你我今天的生活和将来勇士的职分。 发生关系,
it's very directly related with our life today and also our ministry in the eternity.
那么我们要交通一点呢, 合神心意的人要认识神的心。
So we would like to share that for one after God's own heart have to know God's heart.
我今天呢, 我要把它从我们生命幼小到成熟这样来讲。
So I will talk about from our youngest of life to maturity. It's not that all of a sudden we become after God's own heart.
我们从生命呢, 蒙恩得救, 幼小, 到最后成熟, 我们完全合神的心意。
So from the very beginning of our life, when we are young, then until we become mature, then we become understand God's heart.
但是神启示我们的时候, 常常是倒过来。
But when God revealed to us, it might be the opposite.
他是先把他荣耀的旨意和目的，他的心愿，让他的儿女们明白。
He first let his children understand his glorious will and his purpose.
然后做工在我们的最细致的点上面，我们跟他一致。
Then to work on us the most delicate point, then we become one with him.
我要用三个点来和弟兄姊妹讲到认识神的心。
I will use 3 points to share with you about knowing God's heart.
在撒母耳记上15章22-23节里面,
in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22-23,
我们知道扫罗第二次的违背神。
We know that Saul, second time he disobeyed God.
撒母耳向扫罗传讲神的话。
So Samuel told God's words to Saul.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话？”Samuel
said, "Has the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord?"
听命胜于献祭。To
obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。And
to hearken than the fat of rams.
然后23节讲到神厌恶的事情。And
verse 23 talk about what God dislikes.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
弟兄姊妹们, 认识神的心, 第一个从神的话语启示出来, 神喜悦什么?
So, to know God's heart is being revealed from God's words. What does God like?
神厌恶什么?
And what God hates.
我们在这些点上面去体贴他的心意。
So through those points, we understand his heart.
这个是合神心意。
And that is after God's own heart.
有些人呢，很小，就好像比较会体贴别人。
For some people, since they are young, they might be caring for others.
我现在有五个孙辈， 三个外孙女。
Now I
totally
have five grandchildren and 3 granddaughters.
我的儿子有两个儿子，所以我有两个孙子。
My son has 2 sons, therefore I have 2 grandsons.
我跟他们在一起玩呢，很有趣。
It's so fun to play with them.
很小你就看出他们个性不一样。You
can see their personalities are different.
我这个大孙子有一天来，他跟他爸爸妈妈来看我。
One day, my eldest grandson visited me with his parents.
刚好我们呢，那天晚上祷告聚会。
And that night was our prayer meeting.
他就陪我一起到祷告聚会，我们唱诗，他就坐我边上，他才2岁半。
So my 2-year-old two-and-a-half-year-old grandson went with me to the prayer meeting, and he sat next to me.
我那天可能吃晚饭吃多了，又吃快了。
It might be that I ate a little too much and too fast at dinner.
坐在那里就有点胃酸反流，就干咳。 拼命咳嗽,
and I had a little bit of acid reflux and I keep coughing that night.
我是孙子坐在我旁边啊，他听到爷爷在咳嗽，他就手伸过来摸我，摸了又摸，哇，那天真叫我幸，感觉很幸福。
And my little grandson sat next to me, he heard me coughing, so he keeps touching me, and so I felt so happy that day.
他能够体贴老人的感觉。
And he's able to be mindful of his grandfather, the elderly feeling.
你要讨神的喜悦，你要合神的心意，你要知道他喜欢什么。
So to please God, to be after God's own heart, you have to know what he likes.
你要知道他厌恶什么。
And you have to know what God hates.
如果你在这个点上留意的话，逐渐的你会发现神的喜悦就显在你我的身上。
So if you pay attention to this point, then gradually you realize that God's pleasing is manifested on us.
我们看见扫罗做王了，他在这个点上，他就一直执意
要做自己的事情。
So we see that when Saul was being the king, that on this point he insists to do his own will.
撒母耳告诉扫罗说：“你献燔祭和平安祭，这岂能叫神喜悦？”
Samuel told Saul that, "Can the Lord be pleased with the burnt offering and sacrifices?"
因为神吩咐扫罗说：“你去把亚玛利人完全灭尽。”
As God has commanded Saul to completely destroy the Amalek.
好的坏的通通把它灭绝。
Whether good ones or bad ones, just destroy all of them.
结果呢，扫罗去了，把那些坏的、弱的、小的通通给灭了。
So Saul went and he destroyed all the bad ones or the weak or small ones.
他认为那些好的他留下来，他告诉撒母耳说了。撒母耳说：“我怎么听见牛叫、羊叫的声音呢？”
And he kept all the good ones. And then Samuel asked him, "Why did I hear the sound of cows or sheep?"
他说：“这是你仆人为了献祭给耶和华用的。”
And Saul said that that's your servant keeping those for Jehovah for the sacrifices.
扫罗说：“你这个祭神不喜悦，因为神说话你根本不在乎。”
So Samuel told Saul that God is not pleased with those offerings because you despise God's words.
他做王，神吩咐他，就是神命令他。
As he was the king and Lord command to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们中文呢，把这个 command 翻成命令。
In Chinese, that it's translated as commandment.
好，我们去讲一下这个令呢。要用命去守住的，那叫做命令。
This kind of commandment in Chinese is translated as if you have to use your life to keep it.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这是神喜悦的。
And that is what is pleasing to God.
但是你现在呢，把那些自己认为好的就把它留下来。
But now you are keeping what you think is good.
弟兄姊妹，这当然有它属灵的意义。
Those have the spiritual meaning.
我们人呢，我们自己也有对事情。这个认为好，那个认为不好。
We also have our own opinions about what is good or bad.
比如说呢，常常发脾气，这个不好，所以我对付他。
So
不要发脾气。
For example, when we get angry often, then we know it's bad, so we deal with it and we try not to be in bad temper.
跟别人发脾气不对，跟自己发脾气也不对，对不对？
And it's not good to
我们都不要做。
Be angry with others nor with ourselves, so we don't do it.
但是谦卑温柔不说话，好不好呢？
But how about being so humble and not talk? Is it good?
也不一定好啊。
It might not be that good.
如果你自己的人，我们知道伯大尼村子里面这个马大和玛利亚。
We know in Bethany the Mary and Martha.
他们两个人呢，因为弟弟死了，心里都埋怨主。
Both of them murmur against God because of their brother died.
主来了之后，马大到村外去迎接，说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我弟弟就不死了。”
And Martha went to welcome the Lord as the Lord comes, and she said that, "Lord, if you are here earlier, then my brother would not die."
玛利亚不说话，她很谦卑，很温柔，她不出来。
Mary, she did not talk. She seems gentle and humble. She did not come out.
其实她不说话，她那个看起来好像谦卑，其实就是她在发脾气。
She did not talk, although she seemed humble, but actually she was angry.
我们身上有多少这种东西，我们留下来
？How much of those that we left on ourselves?
迟早成为我们自己的难处，成为别人的痛苦。
Then that actually become our difficulties and sufferings for others.
我们听主的话不绝对，不用命去守那个令。
And we do not keep Lord's words absolutely, and we do not keep that with our lives.
我们要合神的心意。要常常学习寻找主的命令。
In order to be after God's own heart, then we have to often learn to seek His commandment.
听主的声音。
And listen to His voice.
要顺从他。
And obey Him.
有时候环境临到考验我们了，你就发现我们是不会听声音、听主声音的。
Sometimes when circumstances come and to test us, then we realize we cannot hear His words.
上个月啊，我有一个。早上去服侍我们的年长弟兄姊妹。
Last month there was a morning that I went to serve our elderly brothers and sisters.
我们那边有一个老人公寓了，住了大概十几家我们聚会的弟兄姊妹。
There is a senior apartment which lives about more than 10 households which have about 20 households
那边parking很挤，找不到位置。
And it's very hard to find a parking space there.
但边上有个医院，它有一个整个parking大楼。
But next to the there is a hospital which has an entire parking building.
以前呢，随时都可以上去，有空位就可以停。
In the past, we could go up to park anywhere.
那一天我到那里，我想为赶时间嘛，我就往那边开了。
And that day, because I was in a rush, so I also drove there.
到了那里，发现有个 gate，
but then
还有个 attendant 站在那里。 他笑眯眯问我说, "Are you visiting patient?"
Then at that time I realized there was a gay and also attendant asking me with smile saying, "Are you visiting patients?"
我对他笑笑，心里毛毛的，我说 "Yeah." 他就把 gate 打开让我进去。我记得出来的时候拿个 validation.
I smiled to him although I was not sure, but then I say him yes, and then he told me just come out with a validation.
所以我就加油上坡，踩一踩油门，心里说你说谎了。
So as soon as I step on the accelerator, my heart tells me you lied.
你是看旁边那栋楼的老人，不是来看这个房子里面的病人。
You are visiting the seniors next door, but not the patients in the hospital.
但是我又想，我是个传道人啊，他总有一个这个传道人停车位几个空位的。
But then I thought, since I'm a preacher, then there should be some space reserved for me.
走了几个车位，主又说你说谎。
After I went through some spaces, then the Lord again said, "You lied."
所以我就转了一圈就下去，到门口，我跟他讲，"Sorry，我走错了。"
Then I just
我不是来看病人，我是看老人的。
Then I just went back, to the gate and told him that I'm not visiting patients, I'm visiting seniors.
我想我大概不是第一个，那个人笑一笑就把 gate 打开让我出去了。Maybe
I was not the first one did this, so the person just let me go.
我出去我好释放啊！我失败了，但是你救了我。
After I went out, I felt so released. I told the Lord that I failed, but you saved me.
不然我今天去在领诗歌祷告都是虚假的。
Otherwise, it would be all fake when I lead the hymns and also pray.
听命胜于献祭。
Brothers, sisters, to obey is better than sacrifices.
完梗的罪，背叛的罪。 像拜偶像，邪心邪术一样。
Rebellious sin and also stubbornness is like iniquity and idolatry.
什么是我们坚持自己？
Whenever we insist ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，特别在教会生活里面。
Especially in the church life.
坚持自己有的时候，不知不觉你就违背了主。
When we insist upon ourselves without realizing, we actually so. Disobeying the Lord.
保罗讲到教会身体的生活，他说：“众人以为美的事，你要留意去行。”
When Paul talked about the church life in the body, he says that those who think it's good, you shall be careful in doing that.
就是这些事情啊，你找不到圣经有确实明文说你要这样做，但是众人的心都感觉这是合乎主旨意的，我们不要坚持自己。
So although things might not be written in the Bible, but if others all feel it's good, then you do not insist about yourself.
我们一坚持呢，我们就拜偶像。
Once we insist, we actually worship idols.
那偶像是谁呢？
And who are the idols?
是谁呢？
Who are they?
是我自己。
That's ourselves.
你知道以色列人在旧约时代拜一个偶像，造成了亡国之祸，拜巴利。
Israelites in the Old Testament time, they worship Baal, which actually caused their falling of their kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，拜巴利，巴利什么意思？就是我做主。
Baal means that I'm the king. I'm the Lord.
我说的就是主的话。
Whatever I say is what Lord.
那是很可怕的。
And that's very scary.
啊，我们要讨主的喜悦，我们要知道他喜欢什么，他厌恶什么。
In order to please the Lord, we have to know what He likes and what He hates.
第二个点,
and the second point,
在撒母耳记上第16章,
in 1 Samuel chapter 16,
神对撒母耳说, 耶和华不像人看人, 人是看外貌, 人, 耶和华是看内心。
And God told Samuel that for the Lord sees not as a man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but Lord looks on the heart.
我们要认识神的心，我们要知道神的眼光是什么。
In order for us to know God's heart, we have to know what God looks at.
啊,
God's evaluation, 或者说这个眼光有人讲 God's insight 是什么？
We have to know what God's insight.
我们中文有这个词，英文很难找到合适的话，就是眼光。
In Chinese, although we have it, but in English, it's actually the insight and God's evaluation.
我们知道眼光是什么呢？ 就是一个人对事情的判断、衡量取舍的标准。
Insight is one's judgment about an evaluation about certain things.
我们知道扫罗出来的时候，人看了他是个君王的料，他又谦卑又高大，又这个有领袖的气质。
We know that when Saul comes out, he seems like to someone can be king as he's so tall, he's humble and have the characteristics of a leader. But Lord's eye inside does not look at.
我们知道扫罗做王是神许可的，不是神拣选。
We know that for Saul to be king, that Lord allowed it, but actually he was not chosen by the Lord.
我们知道人有人的眼光。
Men have one's man's insight.
所以我想我们做父母亲都有这个经验。
So I think parents have such experience.
好，在家里面父母亲。 对一件事的眼光跟儿女可能就不一样。
Parents' perspective about certain things at home might be different from children's.
是不是？ 所以有时候去买衣服啊， 这个孩子就跟爸爸妈妈生气， 我要买的衣服你都不给我买， 我不要买衣服你一件又一件的给我买， 眼光不同。
So sometimes when they go shopping, then children might not be happy with what parents choose for them.
我记得我读大学的时候要住校， 我母亲给我买一个手提箱，我就不肯用。When
I was
你怎么买个这个颜色的？
When I was in college, I had to go to dormitory, and my mom bought a suitcase for me, and I actually did not want to use it because of its color.
很伤我母亲的心呐。Actually
hurt my mom a lot.
但等到我有一点人生经验，我最宝贵那个箱子。But
after I have more life experience, I become so valuable of that suitcase.
人看外貌。
Man looks at outward.
衡量这个人高不高， 所以中国人现在讲高富帅。
To see if someone is tall or not. So Chinese says someone is tall, rich, and good looking.
你如果有这种身材啊， 要隐藏自己啊。
If you have
such条件，
such quality, you should be hidden.
人喜欢看身材， 看相貌， 看他人缘。
Man likes to look at one's stature, one's appearance and how well he's been like in his education, his capability.
看口才,
how well he can talk.
看他的魄力,
and how his charisma.
看他热不热心,
and whether he's
fervency. 看他的行为,
and his deeds.
神都不看这些,
and God does not look at those.
不是说这些表现没有用啊, 请弟兄姊妹, 我们能够领会，不是没有用。
Please understand that it's not all these are not useful. Those are useful.
但是光有这些在神的眼中呢，不是他心中所重视的。
But those are not what God pays attention to.
神是看人的内心。
And God looks on the heart.
他心中里面是充满了自己呢，还是充满了基督？
If one's heart is full of himself or full of Christ.
明天我们要讲到。 大卫早年的生活，他是最被别人忘记的一个人。Tomorrow
we will talk about in the earlier days of David's life that he was so easily for he was the someone who's being most forget.
他在旷野是最危险又最软弱的一个人。And
in wilderness he was the most dangerous and also he was facing the most danger and most weak one.
因着这些危险，他学会了依靠主，所以他心里面被主充满。
Because of all those dangers, therefore he learned to depend on the Lord, and therefore his heart is filled by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候认为啊，被圣灵浇灌一下，我就被主充满，那就多好，我立刻就属灵了，就超越了。When
I was young, I thought that being filled by the Holy Spirit would be immediately that I seem to be surpassing others and also become spiritual.
今天有过一点点主的怜悯的经历。
But today I have certain experience of being merciful by God.
我发现一个人要被主充满，必须经过患难。
I find that one has to be filled by the Lord, has to go through suffering.
经过许多的失败,
and also go through a lot of failures. Then I can tell myself, no longer I, but Him.
我感觉我里面没有他, 但是就在这个时候,
I feel that there's not He is not in me, but at this time, the Lord fills me. And Lord sees whether someone has this kind of heart. When we share gospel with you,
降卑的人,
those who are being humbled,
他们得救最清楚,
and they are most clear about their salvation.
那些感觉自己一无所有的人,
those feel that they really have nothing, then they receive the Lord Himself.
难怪主说, 登山里面讲到八福, 第一个福, 他说林里面贫穷一无所有的人, 他说神的国是他们,
so the Beatitude says that those who are poor in spirit, then the kingdom is theirs.
神看人的内心, 你心里面是重视物质, 钱财, 眼睛, 今生看得见的事物吗?
So God sees one's heart, that do you pay attention to all the material, money, and also those things?
或是你羡慕基督生命的品德, 显在一个人身上。
Or you care about the manifestation of the characteristics of Christ.
你知道大卫在旷野牧羊的时候, 他能够写出那样的诗歌说, 他说耶和华, 你的名在全地何其美。
When David was shepherding the sheep in wilderness, he was able to write out a psalm saying that how great and beautiful is your name among the whole earth.
你铺张的穹苍, 看见你安设的馨树, 我就说你真是荣耀。
And I would say how glorious you are. I see the expanse and also all the stars you have set.
他没有看见荣华富贵, 人的称赞, 地位, 权势, 一点都没有。
David did not see any riches or glory, nor any praises and a position from them.
可惜啊, 我们看扫罗非常重视这些。
Unfortunately, Saul paid so much attention to him.
很重视他的面子, 人怎么看他。
He really cared about his face, how others see him.
他重视眼见的, 不重视看不见的勇士。
He cared what can be seen and does not care what cannot be seen, the eternity.
神看人的内心。
God sees one's heart.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗?
Brothers, sisters, you know.
今天晚上我们坐在这里, 主知道你我的心。
As we sit here tonight, Lord knows our hearts.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
那么第三个点,
and the third point,
我们能够合神的心意,
that we can be after God's own heart.
就知道神的旨意和目的。
And then we know God's will and purpose.
我们简单的讲,
so simply speaking,
神的旨意不是别的,
God's purpose is nothing else but
就是他的儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督。
That is His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗讲了, 神的奥秘就是基督。
So Paul says that God's mystery is Christ.
有一个侍奉主的弟兄讲啊, 其实神很单纯的, 他把他的心打开来给你看, 你只看见一位就是他的儿子基督。
So a brother who served the Lord says that our God is very simple and pure. If he opened up his heart to let you see it, then all you see is his Son, Jesus Christ.
如果你要认识基督, 基督的奥秘就是教会。
So if you would like to know Christ, then the mystery of Christ is church.
打开主的心了，主的心里面没有这样，没有那样，没有福音事工，没有学生工作，没有儿童侍奉，没有这些东西，只有他的教会。
When you opened up God's heart, that there's nothing else but church.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 这些话我们可能都听过很多很多遍。
Brothers, sisters, you might have heard those many times.
你知道, 这简单的讲, 就是神借着他的儿子建立他的家。
But simply speaking, is that God through His Son building up His house.
他要得着他的教会, 让他的儿子做王掌权。
He would like to gain His church so that His Son can be in reign.
所以我们若是明白了这个, 我们在今生的教会生活, 家庭生活, 社会生活里,
so after we understand this, then in our church life, our family life, and also social life,
我们就体贴神的心意。
Then we can be mindful of God's heart.
我们要神得着我,
then we would like God to gain us.
让主来制作我们,
and let God to work on us.
栽培我们,
to establish, to nourish,
建造我们,
to build us up.
并且有一天主也能使用我们,
and then one day God can use us.
我自己啊, 九岁的时候听见福音,
I have heard the gospel when I was 9 years old.
很奇妙, 主在我里面, 给我一个深处的爱慕, 我愿意接受这位, 行走在风和海之上的, 拿撒勒人耶稣。
It was very amazing that Lord gave me this desire that I would like to receive this Lord, the Nazareth who walked in on top of the sea and under the wind.
在那一段日子里面，我开始有一点祷告蒙垂听的经历。
So at that time, I start to have some experience of the Lord has listened to my prayers.
在我11岁那一年呢，我经历一件很特别的事情，我濒临死亡的边缘。
When I was 11 years old, I had a very special experience that I almost touched death.
我在考初中联考那一天呢，得了霍乱。霍乱是？Cholera。Cholera。Okay,
when I was taking the junior high examination, I got a cholera.
好，那天我上吐下泻，考试呢是蹲在厕所里面考的。
I vomit and also I had a very serious diarrhea and I actually took the test in toilet.
用意志坚持，考完就晕倒。I
insisted to go through the test, but I fainted afterwards.
送到医院去，没有人肯收。And
nobody would like to.
因为他们看着症状是传染病，没有人敢收。Nobody
would like to accept me in the hospital.
那天我昏迷中间半晚上呢，我感觉周围好像有几棵树站在我边上。 原来是我母亲起了教会的这个服侍的弟兄们来为我祷告。When
I was in unconsciousness, that I felt seems like there were some trees standing next to me. It was my mother who asked brothers from church to pray for me.
后来这是我母亲告诉我。但第二天早上我醒，太阳一照到我已经，我醒过来，好像没发生过事一样，只觉得肚子很饿。
And the next day, when the sun shines on me, I woke up. It seems like nothing happened, and I only felt hungry.
So I
know our Lord is true.
到我12岁我就受浸。And
then I got baptized when I was 12 years old.
但是我不读圣经。
But I did not read the Bible.
我没有兴趣读圣经。
I had no interest to read it.
因为年轻孩子嘛，什么事都有兴趣，就是坐不住。
Because I was still a child and I had interest in other things, but I just could not stay there to read.
这样子一直到我高中毕业读大学。
And until I graduate from high school to go to college.
读大学以后呢，我开始有一个感觉，如果我这样过基督徒生活，我宁可不信好了。After
I studied in college, I started to feel that if I live out my Christian life like this, then I would rather not believe.
因为我那时候想了，基督徒就像做个乖孩子一样。我常常感觉我有犯罪感、定罪感。Because
I often feel that to be a Christian should be a good child, and I often feel so guilt and seems under
要守律法，守不住嘛。
Seems like we have to keep the law, but I could not keep it, so I always feel so guilty.
但是主知道我心里有这个问题。
And the Lord knows I have such issue in my heart.
他安排我去参加一个青年人的特别聚会。
He has arranged me to a special gathering of young people.
在那个聚会里面呢，主回答我的问题，用他活把十字架活化在我里面。
And in that gathering, our Lord answered my question, and He had set the cross to be living before me.
我开始爱慕属灵的事情。I
started to desire of the spiritual things.
喜欢去聚会。I
started to like go to gatherings.
但是仍然胜不过我这个内向害羞的天性。But
I still cannot overcome my introvert personality.
在聚会中，我听见别人祷告，我很想祷告，就是开不了口。
When I hear other people pray in the meetings, I really want to pray, but I could not open my mouth.
所以看见我们中间有些年轻弟兄姊妹一得救就学习开口祷告，我真的为你们感恩呐。So
I'm so thankful for you when I see some young brothers and sisters that as soon as you believe the Lord, you start to pray.
主在这一点上慢慢带我。And
the Lord started to guide me in those points.
1975年，我要从远东到美国来读书。
In 1975, when I was moving from Far East to study in the U.S.,
我心里面有一个困惑。
I have a question, a confusion in my heart.
我到美国去了，我守得住我的信仰吗？
When I go to the U.S., am I able to keep my faith?
我心主深处还有一个问题，我信主，主救我的目的是什么呢？
And there's another question is that, what is the purpose God saved me?
我有我人生的目的，我很清楚知道我去美国追求什么。
I do have the purpose of my life. I know what I seek when I go to the States.
我不晓得我们在座年轻弟兄姊妹，或者所有弟兄姊妹，我们从远东来，你是不是有个美国梦？
I don't know when you come from far east whether you have an American dream.
我要做什么？我那时候想我以后做教授。
What would I like to do? I thought at that time I would like to become professor.
我要娶一个我心爱的女子做妻子。
And get married with someone I love.
我要有好的房子。
I would like to have a good house.
我要开别人羡慕的车子。
And drive a car that other people desire.
难道人生就这么多吗？
But is that all for life?
在我要出国前，我们学校的基督徒有一次退休会。
Before I went to the States, there was a retreat in my college.
他刚刚在美国拿了电机的硕士学位。
And there's this brother who just got his master's in engineering. He's from Hong Kong.
他回远东度假，我们就请他来做讲员。
As he went back to Far East for vacation, we invite him to become a speaker.
那次他讲尼希米记。
And at that time, he talked about the book of Nehemiah.
后来我知道他是完全照着斯派克弟兄的信息讲了四堂。
And later on, I know that he actually shared based on what Brother Spark talked about for all the sessions.
坐在那个聚会里面，我听了，我忽然感觉我并不明白意义啊，但是我忽然感觉我人生有目标了。我知道我要做什么。
When I sat there, although I could not understand, but all of a sudden I understand what's my purpose of my life.
神要得着他的儿女，在这个时代，为他儿子的见证，过一个团体的生活，那是教会。
God would like to gain this group of people at this to be a testimony in this generation and to be a corporate testimony, which is church.
我不能说我那个时候的具体的情，但是我出来的时候，我心里就很笃定。
I could not really mention how I was back then, but after I came out, I was pretty sure.
我跟主说，我要为你的见证，好好的做个学生。
I told the Lord that
不是为我自己。
For your testimony, I will be a good student, but not for myself.
我盼望我讲一点实际的，给我们年轻弟兄姊妹一点参考和鼓励。
I hope that those practical experiences can be your encouragement and example for young people.
神的旨意是荣耀的，你碰见，你的人生一定改变。
God's will is so glorious that once you touch it, then your life should be changed.
你有再坚固的观念，像大树的扫罗一样，你也会扑倒下来。
Regardless of how strong your will is or opinion is, just like the Saul in Tarsus, you should still prostrate down.
弟兄姊妹，神盼望我们认识他的心意。
Brothers, sisters, God would like us to know His will.
他为什么创造宇宙万有？
Why did He create all the things in the universe?
为什么在太阳系里面有一个地球？
Why is it in the universe, in the solar system, there's an earth?
你知道要有生命的孕育啊，每一个条件都必须满足，它才可能有生命。
Every requirement must be fulfilled in order to have life.
差一点点就不可能。
It would be impossible if just little things.
以前我们学我自己学物理的，特别后来到美国来学地球物理，我看有的人狂得不得了啊，他觉得我们知道宇宙的成因，为什么宇宙会将来会怎样，不是这样的。
As I studied physics and when I came to a state, I learned about the Earth physics. I see some people are so proud of geophysics, and I see that some people are so proud that they thought they understand everything.
弟兄姊妹们，当神启示。他是为着他的儿子得着教会而创造宇宙万有。
When God revealed that, it's such a great thing. When God revealed that, it's for His Son that He create all things so that He can gain church.
所以你今天如果明白这个旨意，走在这条路上，弟兄姊妹，那是合神心意与神同工的人。
So if today you understand this well and walk on this way, then that's someone according to God's own heart and co-work with God. I don't know if there's anybody learning
Rain.
There's a very famous architect that's name is Christopher Wren.
他被欧洲一个commission他去修复一个很有名的古建筑。
So European committee asked him to restore a very famous
historical building. 那里面很多的 artwork.
There's a lot of artwork in there.
在那里他们开始开工了以后啊, 有一个小工啊, 他是做一个混泥水的石头匠, masoner.
Once they start that, there's a little masoner.
他做工的时候快乐得不得了,又唱歌,又这个,好像一点都不累。
So when this masoner was doing the work, he was so happy.
有一次有一个过路的人看见,就问他说,你怎么这么开心啊?
Then when someone passed by and said, why are you so happy?
他说,你不知道吗? I'm co-working with Christopher Wren.
He said that, don't you know I'm co-working with Christopher Ray?
To restore this magnificent building.
To restore this magnificent building.
弟兄姊妹,你知道吗?
So brothers and
sisters,
God would like to gain us to become someone after his own heart. He saved us.
已经为你定了一个荣耀的结局,你是做王的。
Already have set this glorious ending for you, you will be king.
但是你不要自己去争取做王。
But you don't strive for it. Don't be king yourself. But don't think you are king.
今天很多基督徒自以为王,到处批评人,到处骂人, 弟兄姊妹,
there are so many Christians today, they rebuke a lot of people. Actually, that's our own shame.
我们若是肯, 求主, 开我的眼睛,
if we're willing to ask the Lord to open our eyes,
你看见了,
then you see.
我们明白神的心意,
and we understand God's heart. Then we offer ourselves to Him. We know that in history, the only person who's completely after God's own heart is our Lord Jesus Himself. So in Psalm 60, it prophesies our Lord comes to earth.
第十章里面又引用这一段话。
And also book of Hebrews chapter 10 also use Psalm 60.
主耶稣说, 祭物和礼物你不喜悦, 你已经开通了我的耳朵。
Lord Jesus says that the offerings and sacrifices you do not delight, but you have opened my ears.
第40章第6第8节。 开通了耳朵就是他第一个向着神的经历, 就是他能听见神的声音。
So the ears are open is that the first experience he has toward God is that he can hear God's words.
好,我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord that he often talks to us.
翻记和赎罪记非你所要, 那时我说, 看着我来了,
burn offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, Lord, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me.
就是我的一生所要遭遇的事情啊, 父神早就定规好了, 我没有意见, 我没有异议, 我不反对。
That says that what I will experience my entire life is already set appointed by God, and I have no saying in this.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你得着这样的启示, 有这样的心智啊, 你我的人生, 我们就不会觉得苦。
So if you receive such revelation and have such heart, then our life should not feel sorrowful nor suffering. Because God is responsible for everything.
我不需要去挣扎,去努力反对,不需要。
And that's what God has already appointed, then I should not struggle to be against it.
主在说,我的神啊,我乐意照你的旨意行。
And Lord says that, I delight to do thy will, O my God.
这告诉我们说, 我们的主在地上, 祂有一个甘心顺服的灵。
It says that our Lord has the spirit to fully obey God.
你的律法在我心里。
Yet thy law is within my heart.
好, 所以他的心里面充满了神的话语。
So his heart is full of God's word.
弟兄姊妹, 但愿这些能够指引我们。
Brothers and sisters, hope those can guide us.
好，我们能够追求做一个认识神的心和他心意的人。
So we can seek to be someone who knows God's heart and then according to his heart.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You've loved us.
你为我们来到地上做人。
And you've become man on earth for us.
主啊, 你在地上成为一个完全合神心意的人。
You have become a man fully after God's own heart.
主啊, 愿你也把我们做成像你的样式。
We do pray that you work on us so we can become like you.
我们把自己交给你。
We offer ourselves unto you.
求你开通我们的耳朵。
Do pray that you open our ears.
使我们常听见你的声音。
So we can often hear your voice.
主啊, 我们一生的遭遇不用我们自己来思虑来计划。
Lord, we do not have to plan or think about our entire life experience.
因为我们的父爱我们的神 早就为我们预备好了。
For our Father, the God who loves us, has already prepared for us.
主啊, 我们要向你说, 我们学习你, 说我来了为要遵行父的旨意。
Lord, we have to say that we learn of you, that you said, Lord, I come to obey Father's will.
主啊, 赐给我们这样的心愿。
Do give us such heart.
将你的话语充满我们的心。
So your words can fill our hearts.
使我们做一个殷勤的人。
So become someone diligent.
能够把你的话语丰丰富富地存在心中。
So we can keep your words richly in our hearts.
谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence being with us tonight.
主啊，我们再向你说。
Lord, once again.
使我们成为一个合你心意的人。
We do say that, Lord, let us become someone after your own heart. Listen to our prayers. In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.